maybe some dessert too. You order, we shop, you keep doing your thing. Try Target same-day delivery. Shop by Shipt. Restrictions may apply.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WSOL HD2 Yulee, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Take the last train to Pottsville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Because I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No. Take the last train to Pottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
You know, Jeff, I've never used spiderwear. Joey, have you ever used it?
Yeah, I've used it a couple times. I don't know. I'm just partial to the Highliner Memorial. I like my Highliner.
I do too. Yep. How about you? You ever used spiderwear?
Me personally, it's not what I use.
That's right. Yeah. But anyway, the reason I asked is that they're coming out with what they call the Stealth Smooth Braid, and it's supposed to be available with 12 carrier options, and then, but it's supposed to be a smooth 8 braid. Is what it's supposed to be. It's the high vis yellow is one of the main things they're going to be using it for, but it's supposed to be a lot smoother than it had been.
Now, see, me personally, I like sort of the greenish color.
I do too.
I don't like the high vis stuff.
I don't either.
Except for, well, now like my surf rod, I use a bright green line on that.
When I used to fish the pier a lot, I'd use the Hi-Vis.
Yeah, but on all of my lines and things like that, it's pretty much greenish type.
Green or gray is
the
two colors I use.
Yeah.
But I've just never been a big fan of spider wire. But anyway, they are coming out with a new line. It's supposed to be a lot more smooth. And they've been around a long time. Spider wire has. So on that.
Oh, yeah. Spider wire has been around for a long time.
Long time. Also, guys, I have been watching. It still seems to be quite a few nice-sized flounder for this time of year. Are y'all seeing that,
too? Oh, yeah. Chris Cockerham up in
Fernandina. Oh, yeah, I forget about that. Yeah.
He's been killing them.
He's had a real good month on these flounder.
Yep.
There was a young lady there on Facebook. I forgot what her name was, but she had two nice flounder. Two really nice flounder.
I think we're going to have a good year for flounder this year, you know, with all the shrimp in the river and everything.
But that's what I'm hoping that this storm doesn't do is bury that shrimp and then and the flounder goes somewhere else.
You know, it's gonna mess things up for a short time, but you know, it'll rebound. And I remember, you know, a few years ago we had a hurricane. I went out like the day after and, you know, river was still choppy and beat up and tarpon were just killing bait. Well, so,
were you able to talk to, have you seen Craig at all?
No, I haven't.
I'm just curious if he's, no, we were talking about the trout tournament last week.
Yeah.
And what he's going to do if that law passes, which it looks like it is definitely going to pass.
Oh, yeah. They already know what they're going to do before they ever let us know. But they just got to be politically correct about it. That's the way I look at it.
Well, yeah, taking that one over 20 away kind of really hurts his tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because now unless he just goes to our aggregate type situation. You know,
well, he's got an aggregate.
Yeah, but, I mean, this to me, the largest trout's really going to be tough to.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's going to be fishing for 19-inch trout.
Right.
So, you know, a 3.5-pound trout is going to be a winner.
It's going to be a good chance of winning that.
You know, versus you go out there and you really grind and you catch that 26 or 27-inch trout. Oh, well, you know. You
can't keep it.
Yeah, take a picture, let it go. So,
well, speaking of tournaments, September 7th, Rick, we got the Redfish Spot Amelia Marina. It's going to be at Amelia Marina.
That's
like going to be in a week.
I would
be real hesitant on that one.
Yeah, that's not trainers, people. We have Devin on line one. Devin, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys? Just prepping here, getting ready for this storm.
There he is.
Devin, where are you at?
He's down in Boynton.
Area, yep.
God bless you, buddy. It looks like it's coming straight into y'all right now.
It sure is. That's what it looks like. It looks like the track's putting it right between Fort Lauderdale and the Vero area. That pretty much puts us right in the path.
So what are you going to do?
So, I mean, typical, I've been in Florida since 1989, so I've seen it all. Normal hurricane prep, you know, make sure everybody has their water, plenty of extra batteries, and you know, vehicles are fueled up, ready to go. Fortunately, I drive a diesel truck, so that kind of helps.
Yep. So.
And you got a boat.
Yeah, but my buddy's, you know, my buddy has his boat, too, and we've been just getting ready and pulling, making sure everybody gets their boats out of the water. And, you know, normal storm prep here for Florida.
Yeah, yes, sir. So I wish you had a fishing report instead of a packing report.
Well, you know, the fishing down here, I would tell you a couple days ago, the mahi have pushed in on the in the inside. They're getting them in about 800 right now. So that's a bright note. And typically after the storms and right before now, you know, we'll get a nice calm. So the people that are prepped, if they want to get out, you know, today or tomorrow, if the seas are calm, you know, it'll be pretty good fishing.
Boy, we're having torrential rains here in Jacksonville right now.
We've been getting a couple waves here and there, but no real rains as of yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this is not related.
This has nothing to do with that storm down there.
But the point I was making is we don't need the rain right now with what's coming.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, our grounds are real saturated too down here. So, you know, the rain is, we're expecting anywhere from 10 to 16 inches of rain in Palm Beach County.
Wow. Okay. So how were things before all this started up?
Things were good. You know, fishing was great. We've got a couple tournaments lined up here. I've seen a lot of people pre-fishing, and the Wahoo Bite was pretty good down here. Like I said, the Mahi Bite was insane down here. It was not a lot of slammers or shakers. A nice peanuts pulling in, you know, gaffers. So the fishing, other than that, has been great. How about for you guys up there?
Charter guys are doing well.
Yeah. Inshore, the redfish are hitting. You know, people are picking up good numbers of trout and plenty of flounder.
Flounder's been the big surprise, the size of them on the inshore.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good fish coming for this time of year. Yeah. But, you know, the end of August, beginning of September, my flounder date used to be like September 15th is when I would start really pounding them.
Now, the problem we're having up here, though, is the mud minnows. We can't get the darn mud minnows.
Yeah. So that's the reason we love to have you on the show, is because the three of us love inshore fishing.
And I love the offshore. I mean, I love inshore fishing too, but the offshore is just, it's so exciting as well. You know, it's just a different type of fishing.
And you're in a perfect place down there for it too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the reason why we love having you call in and talk about the offshore fishing.
Cause, you know, and also historically after these storms, the fishing, the bite is usually insane. You'll get the snapper, they'll push inside to the reef for security. And then on top of that, you know, with the storms, it brings the breeze. So you'll get a nice offshore bite from mahi also.
Mm-hmm. I think that's everywhere. After a storm anywhere, usually the fish turns on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, before and after the storm, the bites are insane down here.
Yep.
Well, Devin, we're going to let you go and pack and get ready for your
little adventure.
Yeah, we'll be praying for you, brother.
I just want to let you guys remember, download the Fish Florida app right now. There's a lot of hurricane prep on there for anybody in the area.
Yeah, I saw her put that on this morning. Yeah.
Yep. Victoria's been keeping real busy and keeping all those stuff updated to make sure everybody stays safe and updated on what's going on.
Yeah. I hope somebody's making sure she's staying safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure and touch bases with her after I get off of here and see if she's ready to go and everything's good on her end.
Okay, brother. Well, again, we'll be praying for you, and we wish you the best.
Sell her a house, man. Sell her a house.
And same to you guys, man. Stay safe if this storm makes a northern turn.
Okay. All right, buddy.
All right.
We'll see you next week, Devin.
I'll see you next week.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, my heart goes out to them. And if this track continues the way it's going.
I mean, it's
going to be hard
hit. It's going to.
And I'm talking
inevitable.
But you got some real estate down there that is not cheap. That is ready to hit some of the most expensive real estate in the nation down that way. Palm Beach.
Highly populated
areas. Highly populated areas. Yep. Palm Beach.
Everybody's going to be hitting the streets. Mm-hmm. So be careful.
All right, number's 904-831-1023. You are listening to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 in Jacksonville, Florida. If you're outside the Northeast Florida area, you can tune in from anywhere on this planet by streaming the show on your computer or downloading the app for your phone on the website. And it is fishfloridagonefishing.com. FISHIN.com. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials, from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, thank you for staying with us. I'm very excited to say that me and Joe are working on, we're hoping that we might be in Volusia County starting next month with the Fishing Connection.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a, Joe, how many counties would that give us now?
That would give us six counties. We've got Nassau, Duval, St. John's, Clay, Flagler, and then Volusia.
Volusia County would be our newest one added to it. And so we got somebody that we're hoping is going to be working it for us and getting everything lined up. And that is our goal starting next month, to add the six county, right?
Mm-hmm.
6-1, which would be Volusia County, the Fishing Connection.
Duval, St. John's, Clay, Flagler, and six.
Six of them now.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got how many fingers on one hand? Five?
Five, buddy.
And then I got five more on the other hand, minus four. Leave. That'd be six, Rick, six counties.
So you got everything out, huh?
Hold it out.
Right.
I'm so intelligent.
Well, tell me something.
He's a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, but tell me something then. Yeah.
What? What?
All right. Who we got left to call? Our freshwater guy.
Yep, Orlander. He's going to be calling from Orlander.
That's Rick, right?
That's Rick.
That's Rick. Rick from Orlander.
Rick in Orlando.
He's a bass champ.
Yes, he is, matter of fact.
Yes, he is. He fishes professionally.
I'm telling you what, I'm sitting here going through the Fishing Connection, and every picture I'm looking at is flounder. I mean, one flounder, two flounder,
three flounder, four. And five flounder, six flounder, seven flounder, more.
Hey, more in my freezer, I hope.
Mm-hmm. And you almost had a pretty good outing on Heroes on the Water. Y'all just have one last month?
Yes, they did. Okay.
You were cruising,
not
weren't
there.
You?
I was on a cruise.
Yeah, you
that's
was.
Right. That's yeah. right. I'm sorry.
So remember? Because we missed that event.
Because we had a good show that week, remember?
And yeah, I bet. It was the best of.
As a matter of fact, it was.
I know, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's why it was a good show.
Yeah, you were on a cruise and somebody had a stroke, you know, yeah. whatever. Yeah.
Something like
God,
that.
God, man.
Something like that.
I got to babysit these guys. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I want to say a belated happy birthday to my cousin Ron Floyd. Turned about, I don't know, 60-something. Old dude. But happy birthday, Ron, if you're listening. I know he works out at a Mayo Clinic, and I know some of the people out there at Mayo are tuned in. So just wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah. I was getting ready to read off some tournament schedules here earlier.
I would like to hear those.
And now I can't find them again.
Okay. That coming in short tournaments are September the 7th.
There we go.
It's the Redfish spot. That's just not.
That's right. This is the Fernandina not, one.
Right. Fernandina, Amelia Island tournament. Then the Florida Lure Anglers have their tournament at Sisters Creek.
And when is that? On the 7th also?
No. It says the 21st.
Okay.
Then the Safe Harbor Redfish spots, that's the 28th.
Which would be the following weekend.
Okay. And then the Anglers for the Cure is October the 5th. The Netty.
Yeah, that's a great tournament.
Yeah.
Anglers for a Cure. I've been fishing that one several years.
Yeah, I heard it was a good tournament. Very good tournament.
Benefits rectal cancer.
Right. The Netty Kayak, it's on the 5th.
Another great tournament. That one is strictly a kayak tournament.
Right.
There's no boats in that one.
The Full of Oil tournament is the 5th. October the 5th, at the same day, but it doesn't really conflict with each other because, like you said, one's a kayak tournament and the other one is a boat tournament for oversized redfish.
Yep, the Full of Bull.
On the 5th is also another Florida Lure Anglers tournament at Sisters Creek. And so then on the 12th of October, Pink Up the Spots. That's a new one on me. I don't remember that one. Have you ever heard of that tournament?
Pink up the spots. I guess that's not a misprint.
All right. That's down on the 26th.
The Big Flounder Pounder.
They have the Big Flounder Pounder. I love fishing that tournament. I would just love to catch a nice flounder for once.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, that's the only tournament they fish. I think Vic Tyson fishes that one.
No. Yes. But he also fishes
the Sheephead tournament. Yeah, that might be the only one he fishes. There's a lot of really, really top-notch anglers that fish Chip's tournament.
Okay, and July 20th through September the 2nd, which is next week.
The Swordfish Showdown.
Showdown's going
That's on. Offshore tournament, Swordfish Showdown. That's a big one.
That was a good article by Mr. Craig Van Brocklin.
Brocklin,
that keeps up with all the tournament scene.
You mentioned the Netty, right, on the 5th?
Yes, yep. I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the last, and really one of only two pure kayak tournaments that are left. Tony Hart's tournament.
Local tournaments, yeah.
Yeah, that are just, there's also the IFA kayak division.
Yeah, that's, you know.
But as far as independent tournaments, that's
right.
The only two,
IFA, you know, I mean, they have their boat tournament the day before, and then they have their kayak the next day. So that way, and a lot of people don't understand when you're running tournaments like Chip's tournament, you know, a lot of the kayak guys are like, we want to fish it, but just setting up a tournament. You have to have a separate.
I donated my time, and Joe helped me with it. We did the kayak division for the Flounder Pounder. Yeah. but not enough people made it, would sign up for it. Most everybody rode in, you know, fishing
the
boat.
Fishing in the boats and right. things like that.
So it was a pretty poorly, poor turnout just on for the kayaks and the kayak engines. And, and I'm not so sure if the, Sheephead next year is going to do a kayak division or not.
I thought they had a good turnout.
I think it was the same amount, 16. 15, really? 16, okay. Yeah,
you know, and with as many people that are kayak fishing and, you know, not supporting what little tournaments we have in the kayak division, it, you know, that's why they're going to the wayside.
Yeah. It's a shame because
last year I didn't fish the kayak division. I did the year before, simply because I had my grandson with me and wanted him fishing the junior angler. So
got on the boat.
Well, let's give you a couple of tips here, Rick. Let's go into the valley real quick and give you a small tip. If you prefer to fish during the day in the valley, we have a captain out there. He goes by the name of Leon Dana.
Doesn't he make you wear a horse head?
Yes, he does.
I tell you what.
He suggests fishing the last 3 hours of the dropping tide and the first hour of the incoming tide.
You see that nice tarpon that he caught?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Do you see the shots that he got out of it? What great
photos. Right, I saw your comments. Yeah, it was great photos.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful photos.
And then we have another one out there, Captain Chip Wingo. He says flounder bite should be wide open. High tide grass line should be holding lots of good fish. Mighty Mite spinner baits rigged with Fight Club soft plastics. You heard of Fight Club?
Oh, yeah. That's the fish bites.
Oh, okay.
That's their new.
Yeah.
I guess you would call it a paddle tail.
New line. Yeah. Well, they've got one that looks like a shrimp.
Well, that's
and
what
then
I'm
they
thinking
got
of.
Like a, there's a fish bite jerk bait.
Right.
There's, you know.
Yeah, we're selling the shrimp one, the one that looks like
right.
a shrimp.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the shrimp ones, I've heard that the that new lure that you have,
let me
marker
tell you,
13?
Marker 54.
Marker 50, okay. I knew it was some sort of marker.
Let me tell you what, people are coming back in with tons of flounder each time they buy that. I have never seen anything like it. We sold, we almost sold out completely his whole order, and we just got it restocked. Matter of fact, I think just two or three days ago, we got it completely restocked, and, evidently it's working and it's doing good.
Oh yeah. I talked to Charlie Polachek a few days ago.
Yeah.
And Charlie says he's just been slap wearing out the flounder with that marker 54. Yeah. So he's really thrilled with it.
I got a couple on my desk. I haven't used yet, but I'm definitely going to use them after the storm goes by.
Need to bring one for me next week.
If you remind me, I will.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have a charter captain in here. Rick, if you were an NFL quarterback, would you go ahead and decide to just grab you a boat and become a charter captain?
After I've had pocketed all the millions of dollars today.
Yeah.
Especially if I was still, I hate to say this, but I sound like Luck on this one. If I'm still walking, my knees aren't killing me, and I don't have a concussion, my brain's not rattling around, I would go be a charter captain.
Well, if you check out the Fishing Connection, we do have Captain Todd Philcox as a charter guide, and he is very successful with saltychartersjacks.com. Check him out.
Mark Brunell's backup.
He was Mark Brunell's backup back in the day. But Captain Todd comes in the shop about every day, says, hey, picks up his bait. Real successful charter guy. All right, guys, y'all stand by. We're going to return shortly. Number 904-831-1023. Call us live at that number. If you're outside the Northeast Florida area, go to fishfloridagonefishing.com. You can check us out streaming or check out the app on your phone. You are listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville. Y'all stand by. Be right back.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, Tanner?
It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry and the iStep scanner for the perfect fit, we expect everyone to leave with a smile on their face. Plus, I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store. Now, show me that new 990 V5 I've been hearing about and some clothing to match.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E, with a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals. The New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road, across from the Orange Park Mall, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
'Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An Instant Pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, this is the Doc, coming to you from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Today I'm joined by our carpet tech and pun master, Dan.
Thanks, Doc. And I'm joined by my assistant, Buddy, a.k.a. Dan's best friend.
Funny. So you guys are going to demo our Pro Deep Cleaner?
That's right. If you have furry friends, you've also got fur and dander in your carpet. Because, let's face it, shed happens. But Rug Doctor's powerful pro-grade suction goes deep to pull it all out.
And with all the dirt and dust that gets tracked in during summer, fall is the perfect time to rent. Just $34.99 a day to clean and refresh your entire home.
Look at the filthy water it pulled out of Buddy's carpet. Buddy. He likes his carpet stinky.
Rough life, huh, boy?
Good one, Doc. Gotta run. Carpet diem.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at one of over 36,000 locations. Find yours at rugdoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, welcome back. I believe we have our Orlando caller on. Rick!
Hey,
hey, dude. Sup? What's up? Hey, sup? Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, getting ready to fear the storm.
There you go,
fear
buddy.
The storm.
It looks like it's going to come up towards you and then hang a right turn.
Yeah, so that means it might get both of us, unfortunately. But, yeah. You know, what a lot of people don't realize, and I get asked this a lot, is, well, how's the fishing? Believe that or not.
Turns on, man.
Yeah, going to be fired off right
on.
Now.
Fresh water as well. Right before the storm, it's the best freshwater fishing you're going to get all year. It's like the calm before the storm. Last time when Irma came, and it came right up through the same path. You know, well, not the same path, but it came up through here as well.
Right.
When it came, I went fishing right before it hit, and I had some of the best fishing I have found since I've been here. I told a guy the other day, I said, well, I want to go fishing Sunday. He goes, are you kidding me? I said, no, I want to go.
Yeah.
You know, but
what do you think it is, Rick? You think it's the pressure?
It's the pressure.
You think Absolutely. So? Yeah.
It's the pressure. It's like it turns on like it's morning bite or evening bite all day long.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. What really gets going is it gets the bait fish stirred up, and then the pressure, it brings the big fish out, of course, the bait fish is stirred up. Now, after the storm, it's not near as good. you know, but before the storm, pressure. And, you know, and right now in the morning bites, when I go out in the morning right now, if I target hydrilla, it's on fire with top water, the hydrilla bite. Now, once that sun comes out after that morning bite, you're going to have to find deeper water.
Now,
you have to target the offshore brush piles and things of that nature.
Deep point, shell bars.
Yeah, shell bottoms even. Exactly. But that's what they're doing. They'll come out of the deep hole. So if you could find even like a flat, a grass flat or a hydrilla patch right next to a deep hole, you're on it. You're on it. You're going to have a good time.
Now, how about the traps, the deep running crankbaits, plastics?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're using a swim bait, you know, anything of that nature and run it deep, you're going to get them during the day. A lot of people will use even a ribbon tail worm where it has that worm with some action on it.
Mm-hmm.
I use a Gambler 10-inch ribbon tail worm and June bug color, use a Texas rig, and hit them brush piles right offshore about 8 to 10 feet. Anytime it drops off right there, which 8 to 10 feet is deep in Florida, but you know what I mean?
Now, if you're not competitive fishing, do you usually go out for some croaker and some stuff like that, just messing around?
If you're
scoping spots or something, you just messing around.
Oh yes, I'll go and just fish and try different things and different tactics, as well as I do a live show every Sunday morning.
Right.
Every Sunday morning, I go out and do a live show, and so people can see. I do it on public water, so they can see what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and. You know, and I'll take I take guys that have never fished before to guys who fish all the time with me, you know, and show them how. I mean, as simple as tying on a knot, you know, what knots I use from like the polymer, to what line I'm using, reel, rod, all that, and just demonstrate the simple tactics that I use to catch fish. And sometimes it can be tricky because I've got 30 minutes to catch a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And last week in the show, the guest actually was the one who caught the fish, you know, and he caught at the end of the show. It was a great show, but.
Now, are you strictly hitting the lakes, or are you getting into the river at all?
Most of the time I concentrate on the lakes.
Okay.
I've gotten on the river. Like, I've even worked fishing the St. John's, but I did that in a tournament.
Right.
You know, I haven't done any shows really.
Because the shrimp right now are apparently getting ready to explode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yep. That's from our buddy down there in Green Coast Springs. Captain Richard, he's reporting that the shrimp are by the bucket full. So you're going to need a good net and some chum. And if you're going off docks or piers, buddy, that's where you're going to get your shrimp.
There you go. Yep. I fish. I'm a largemouth fan. I love a largemouth bite. They're the game fish I prefer. Believe it or not, I've never caught a snook or a redfish. I have to do that. That's one of my bucket lists.
You're kidding me.
I have not. Nope. Have not.
Man, you need to come up here.
You catch a redfish, you're going to quit bass fishing.
I guess that's the reason I haven't started yet. You know, now I've grouper fished, I've snapper fished, but I have not done the snook or redfish yet.
Flounder?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, I've caught flounder before.
Okay.
You know, I went offshore a little bit, but I just... and even inshore a little bit. I've caught the sea trout, but not a redfish. I've caught mangroves.
Wow.
Sure snook. Yep.
Reds are reds an interesting creature. Surely is.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different. I mean, being from Oklahoma, we're used to like a
stripers. Big stripers.
Stripers. But so when I seen a drum, I'm like, why would I catch a drum? Well, it's a whole different ball game.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's nothing to say.
Especially when you get about a 40 to 50 inch drum and, you know, things just starts peeling, buddy. It's like, unbelievable. Yeah. So the bass fishing is getting ready to crank up, you think? So it's the pressure that's actually creating the bite. Now, afterwards, I understand because probably the majority of the reason why – a lot of people don't go out afterwards is the junk in the water, you know.
And
you start messing your motors up and everything else. And
that's it. I mean, and guys, you know, if you go out there after that storm, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, there could be logs, trees, things of that nature in the water. Be careful.
Yeah.
And there's things that are floating under the surface that you don't see.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not saying go in during a hurricane. You know, follow your weather advisory. You know, make sure you have everything you need to go. You know, be safe out there. You know, when I go, I make sure that the hurricane's still far enough away where I'm not going to be affected by it.
But
you know, but you'll still feel that pressure before it actually gets here.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my heart, you're right. Yeah, darn. Yeah, Jeff, you're exactly right. Most of the stuff that you see, Jim Super pulling out of the intercoastal and right. the river, they're not really above the water. You know, somebody's lost
they could
their.
They could be 2 or 3 inches under the water. You have no idea. Oh, yeah. There could be, you know, a part of a tree, a telephone pole, whatever. You know, and these guys are flying through,
yeah.
and they hit something, man, it'll rip the back of that boat off almost, you know.
Well, there was actually one guy killed in Jacksonville where the motor actually flipped up and came down on top of him with the prop, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's real dangerous out there right after one, guys. And here in Central Florida, what I noticed, especially after Irma, is you had a lot of guys go out in the pontoons with chainsaws and and they went out and they started cleaning up the canals, the creeks, the rivers, the lakes. And so, you know, my advice is it's not worth it. Let them go ahead and clear it all out. And by all means, go out there and help them if you want. But don't go out there and get on plane. It's not the same water as what you left.
No,
Rick,
not at all.
What show you got going on Sunday so we can let people know? How can they get tuned into it if they're up here in Jacksonville?
We do it on live, and you can do it worldwide. We go on live on Facebook Live.
Okay.
On Sutherland Outdoors.
Sutherland?
You just go to Sutherland Outdoors, Sutherland Outdoors. And we do it live every Sunday morning at 6:30. And now, of course, when it gets, as it progresses where it gets, you know, lighter, darker, we'll change the time to 7. And we always let our viewers know. So.
Okay. Yeah,
that'd be fun to
hook up because I'm usually up in front of the computer or something on a Sunday morning,
and well, check it out.
Yeah, and I will do it. So just go to Sutherland and Outdoors Facebook.
Yep, Sutherland Outdoors Facebook. We do a live feed every Sunday morning. Like I said, right now we're doing it at 6:30 in the morning, but as the time changes, so will we. Because I like that morning bite, and so I can show the effectiveness of different lures.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I explain a lot of how to use them. And everything else, you can also, you know, pick it up on the Fish Florida mobile app. You can, you know, I believe there's a link there on, you know, for Sutherland Outdoors as well. SutherlandOutdoors.com, the website, you can find the link there as well.
Okay, cool beans. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I think I'll try to get in there and check it out.
Rick, what's your phone number?
Huh?
What's your phone number?
My phone number? I'd
rather
not get that out.
Okay,
again.
I got you.
Gotcha.
No,
Sutherland.
I'll text you.
Sutherland Outdoors.
Sutherland Outdoors.
Yep. And go to SutherlandOutdoors.com. You can check Rick out on that way. Facebook, 6:30 a.m. Sunday morning. I think we'll see you there, bud.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Rick. Be good. We'll see you next week. And we're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment.
Why do you got a Taurus shirt on?
A Taurus?
Yeah.
Because that's what I carry. That's what I use. Fish Florida, Gone Fishing Radio.
That's my birth sign, you dummy.
It's not my birth sign.
I know you're not.
It's my thing. You're listening live to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show. Sunny.
God help.
102. Y'all stand by, bro.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. We'll be right back.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, Rick, if you wanted to call us back, we're waiting for you, buddy. Okay, so give us a call back. Many of y'all know that at one time I had this homeless guy that lived down the street from the store. Him and two or three other people had a camp, and I took him in, and he became one of my regulars. He was our night security guard, and he prepared everything in the morning to get the store ready, the dead bait out, and he turned the lights on. I mean, after he was gone, I almost fell down laughing because Keith didn't know how to turn the lights on in the store. Keith,
there's a lot Keith don't know how to do, Rick.
But no, Keith does a lot of good. But customers outside, and it happened to be the day that I went over to Palm Cove, and everybody sitting outside with Palm Cove people chewed me out. Said, "What in the world?" I come back and I said, "Keith, what's wrong? I didn't know how to turn the lights on." The purpose of this story is Ricky, who most of y'all knew, and he had kind words for everybody, passed away this week, and we just wanted to mention him. He was part of our family for about 10 years, I think, that he lived there and was our security night guy. And for all you thieves out there, don't worry about it because we got somebody there with a bigger gun than Rick had.
Yeah.
So Rick only had a pellet gun.
Right.
Yeah. And anyway, so I just wanted to mention that. And what we're going to do after the hurricane passes by, we're going to get a couple of cakes and invite his favorite place in the world was Mango's. And we might invite some of his friends from down there. And then you could always find Ricky in the park over there on the way to the boat ramp.
Yeah, drinking his orange juice in the morning.
Having his orange juice in the morning. And we might invite some of his friends from down there to come over. But anybody that remembers Rick, come on by and have a piece of cake next weekend or after the storm's over with. And just in his honor. And we do miss you, Rick, if you're listening, buddy. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen, y'all got? If not, I'll go over our last thing with politics.
Well, you just go ahead and knock yourself out with that. I do want to welcome Gage Saver, a couple of new sponsors that we do have.
Please, let's do that.
Yeah, we want to welcome Gage Saver with the Fishing Connection, and we also want to welcome Amelia Bow and Gig Charters, bow fishing, gigging, backwater, echo tours. Yep, you can go to AmeliaBowandGigCharters.com and check him out over there. That'd be something fun to do, wouldn't it?
I've seen some people on Facebook. I wonder, what's him?
Bow fishing, gigging.
And I've heard some great thing about this gentleman that's advertising
with the Gage Saver.
The Gage Saver.
Yeah, just like your instruments and everything, you know how they get dark, faded? You know, they cracked or damaged lenses on them?
Uh-huh.
Get them fixed up. He can get them fixed up. They restore brands.
I think Leon Dana used him.
Yep. Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Honda. Yep. Have no fear. Gage Saver is here. He's got an efficient connection before and after. Man, that thing looks brand new. You know, your tacks. Oh, yeah. So GageSaver.com. Check that guy out.
All right.
So those are two new guys we got in the paper.
Well, being a... older gentleman, and not ever being, I was in politics, but nothing like on the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand everything that President Trump's doing concerning the trade war with China. Now, as I understand it, Democrats and Republicans both have been complaining for many years from all the technologies that China has stole from us and knowledge that they have stole from us and putting a lot of people out of work. Matter of fact, you know, Jeff, I think your kayak company probably had a couple of things stolen from them that you're finding in a lot of other kayaks
now. Oh, yeah. The propel drive.
Right, and everything. Well, there's a lot of companies now that are starting to scream bloody murder, which are in the fishing business, because now all of a sudden Pure Fishing being the largest one is that they're scared that the prices are going to have to start going up pretty soon, because in September, October, the fishing goods will have a tariff on them for the first time. And so I don't know if it's for the good of the country or again, it's something that I don't understand for sure. But
personally, I think it's going to level itself out eventually. Somebody had to do this. It's been wanting. People have been wanting to do it for years and years, and nobody's
stood up
and did it. And now somebody has taken up and did it. Something that has to be done. It's going to be a hurt, for a little while, and then I think eventually it'll be for the good, you know.
But you're exactly right.
I do feel sorry for those that are being hit by it right now. I really do, you know.
But the Democrats, evidently, and the Republicans. Both
have always been crying and crying and whining for years over this.
But China has done to us.
Yep, and they have been ripping us off for a long time, and now somebody stood up and backed up to them, and now it's, you know, so...
Believe it or not,
danged if you do and danged if you don't.
I do it. I actually have some China trade I do. And I looked at the prices the other day. I said, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what? When you heard the whoa meant, I'm going to buy American.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's every time you pick up a product, a coffee cup, whatever, everything was made in China, 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 made in China. Everything, you know? It's got to stop, man. It's just got to stop.
Well, one time it was all made in Japan, but evidently Japan and the United States had a falling out in their trade agreements, and now...
China took over,
yeah.
But now it's going to start affecting the fishing community a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you can start seeing some raising prices in your Pure Fishing. Their main product is Gulp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We sell a lot of the Gulp.
Yeah.
Of course, they own Alvar Garcia, Penreels, just a ton of stuff, different stuff.
Now, maybe this might put a boot, you know, up a few rears to get it together, and let's get our own stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have it made here.
Right. Do it here. We've got the technology. We've got the equipment. We've got the know-how. Let's just go ahead and do it.
I can remember when Penn had on their boxes Made in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be. Well, guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Gone Fishing Show.
Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show is the new name. Fish, Florida.
You can tell Joe's younger than I am. He remembers things a little bit better.
I remember everything.
All right. Take us home, buddy.
All right, buddy. Y'all please be careful. Be safe. Godspeed with this storm, people out there. Don't play games with it. It's not going to be fun. And everybody, please be with us to tune in next week on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show. We'll see you then. Have a good day. See ya.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how they do. Say, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Dell semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WSOL HD2 Newland. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
We should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dream. Should have been up.